Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Mark Lippert, was wounded in an attack by an armed assailant in Seoul. Ambassador Lippert was hospitalized for treatment after the attack early Thursday. Reports say Lippert was slashed on his right cheek with a razor blade. A U.S. spokesperson condemned the attack and says the ambassador's wounds are not life-threatening. Authorities have yet to determine a motive. The South Korean Yonhap News Agency says a man identified only as Kim was arrested following the attack. Dozens of miners are missing and feared dead after an explosion Wednesday at a coal mine in the rebel-held part of eastern Ukraine. Rebel authorities in the separatist stronghold of Donetsk say the explosion was not caused by shelling that has frequently hit the area. A rescue operation is ongoing at the coal mine in Donetsk. A top U.S. official says Washington is considering imposing new sanctions on Russia if a Ukraine ceasefire deal reached last month in Minsk continues to be violated. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland says Washington is concerned about new firing on the ground in eastern Ukraine over the last couple of days. Russian opposition activists say they will publish documents gathered by opposition leader Boris Nemtsov before his February 27th murder that purport to show Russia's direct military role in Ukraine. Activist Ilya Yashin, a close Nemtsov ally, says the evidence gathered by the slain activist includes details obtained from parents of Russian soldiers killed while fighting on Ukrainian soil. Nemtsov was an outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Nemtsov was shot dead last Friday as he and a companion walked just steps from the Kremlin. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif finished up 3 days of nuclear talks in Switzerland Wednesday, officials from both sides saying progress was made. A framework deal faces a self-imposed deadline at the end of the month. The president of Chad says his forces know the location of Abu Bakr Shekau, the leader of the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram, and is calling on him to surrender or be killed. President Idris Deby says Shekau narrowly escaped when Chadian forces liberated the Nigerian town of Dikwa from Boko Haram on Monday. Mr. Deby said if Shekau does not surrender, he will suffer the same fate as the insurgents who died in the town. Lesotho's leading opposition party formed a coalition government after a snap election gave no group an outright majority. The Democratic Congress finished a close second in last Saturday's election with 37 seats. That was 3 seats behind Prime Minister Thomas Thabane's all-Basotho convention. Indian authorities have blocked the screening of a BBC documentary amid massive outrage over a controversial interview with one of the suspects in the brutal gang rape that shook the country 2 years ago. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Saying that women who go out at night have only themselves to blame, Mukesh Singh, one of the 6 men who raped a 23-year-old physiotherapy student in December 2012, told a BBC filmmaker that a girl is far more responsible for rape than a man. Singh is in New Delhi's Tihar jail as he appeals his death sentence for the rape of Jyoti Singh on a bus she boarded after watching a film at night. Amid the heat and dust raised over the interview, some voices pointed out that one of the central issues the film highlights is being lost, the mindset of a society that devalues women. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The defense lawyer for suspected Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev told the jury at his trial Wednesday that Tsarnaev did indeed help carry out the 2013 attack. But attorney Judy Clark said Tsarnaev's older brother was actually the mastermind behind the attack. Clark is one of America's foremost death penalty specialists. By blaming the older brother, Clark is hoping to convince the jury to not sentence a 21-year-old Jokhar to death. 2 explosions at the finish line of the annual race in 2013 killed 3 people and wounded more than 260 others. Mexican security forces say they've captured the leader of the violent Zetas drug cartel. Federal officials say Omar Trevino Morales, known by the alias Z42, was arrested Wednesday in a suburb of Monterrey in northeastern Mexico. The Zetas have been blamed for many of the bloodiest atrocities carried out, claiming thousands of lives. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.